Tim, big game on Saturday, of course, is the Dargong Gunnedah Devils take on the Tamworth Blastwork Magpies. It's really now the rubber's got to hit the road and the wins have got to start coming, because certainly the Magpies have been a bit of a surprise, not only getting in the five, but a great chance of finishing in the top four.
Yeah, that's right, Wixie. I think this is probably the most, well, our two home games are probably the most important in the context of the season. Tamworth this week and Pirates in a couple of weeks, but certainly this week, after watching Tamworth and Pirates last Saturday afternoon, we'll be, we'll have our backs to the wall to get a victory, and we've got to probably change a few things around and work out some patterns of play and stuff that get us a victory, because they're probably a better side from what I saw on Saturday than what they were when we got done by them by 3 points a month ago, so.
Yeah, well, certainly a big surprise over Pirates, but is it in their forwards head led by sort of Harry Veach and the imports that are doing the job?
Oh, no, they had a pretty good all-round effort. Like, their forwards were, they certainly weren't dominant. I thought their counter-attack game, the same as when they played us, was probably the best part of their game. They scored some long-distance tries, and they got a penalty try right at the start of the game, which probably was the difference in the end, but, you know, they're certainly a good counter-attacking team, and they can score a try from 70 or 80 out without any trouble at all.
Yeah. Challenge this year, you've had a lot of injuries and the like, but how's Ed sort of looked after the GBP Crane sort of second grade?
Yeah, reserve grade are going pretty well. It's typically their reserve grade. They don't know if they've got a team from 1 week to the next, but all of a sudden, like they did last Saturday, they get a good team together and knock off, you know, the defender, or one of the probably form teams of the comp. So, yeah.
And how have you seen the format? Of course, last year we had everybody play each other once, and then of course the top five and the bottom five played each other home and away. How have you seen that so far? Is it better rugby, or is it less rugby that has been not good for the game, or what's your thoughts? We just have to wait for the end of the season to work it out.
Very stop start, turn around every, and you know, I don't know, I don't think buys do us any good at all, but you know, they probably help some guys, but it's very stop start, and it's hard to get into the swing of things when you think if we don't go as well as we think, we might have six training sessions left. You know, and that's it. And normally we're going to the middle of, you know, in the spring, whereas we're going to finish in the depths of winter.
Exactly. And of course, being part of the junior club as well, have you seen the whole year there under Matty Carter? Thursday night's been a big night for all the kids to turn up and play the junior carnivals. And of course, we've got Corindo tomorrow and Scone next week and a couple more to finish off the year.
Yeah, no, it's we're going pretty well in the juniors. The whole junior, Central North Junior Rugby, I think it's just getting better and better. You know, like we had 1,000 kids at the Gundar Carnival or something. You know, we had Narrabri win the national primary school games under 11s, and I think Scone won the under 12s on the weekend. So, and they're playing teams from Queensland and the Central Coast and stuff. So, there's obviously a fair bit of depth there. And as for Gundar, no, we're going pretty good. So, yeah. It's real good.
It'll be a big weekend, of course, on Saturday. Gates open at 12:30. Big day for Telstra, of course, as the GDB Cranes, Gunnedah Red Devils kick things off in second grade at 1:30. And also, of course, at 3:15, the Dargong Gunnedah Red Devils fight for their season as they take on the Tamworth Plasterwork Magpies at Gunnedah Rugby Park. Finally, what would be a thing you'd like to see in the game? You know, would we like to see some Waratah players come up here, or you get better assistance in learning your coaching craft, or just trying to avoid injuries or get more players?
I'd like to see the players come to training more often, Wixie.
Yeah.
Full stop.
And it's just a matter of the nature of the way the town is with the mines and all that sort of thing that affects that. And what about your business here at Fleming and Ross? Has it got a little bit better this year compared to what we talked about earlier this year in regards to more rain, or the cold's just making everybody sort of pack things up?
The cattle market's three times better than it was this time last year, mate. Things are going all right.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Tim. We wish you all the best this afternoon.